This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The Montpelier Police Department is adopting a new approach to fighting drug use. The department says it'll work more closely with local agencies to get people it apprehends directly into treatment. VPR's Steve Zind has more.
The department still plans to enforce the law and in most cases will continue to arrest and process those it apprehends in possession of drugs. What will be different, says Montpelier Police Chief Anthony Fakos, is that police will also offer to drive the person to a treatment provider. The idea, which has been dubbed Project Safe Catch, may not seem revolutionary, but Fakos says it creates an important link that hasn't been there between law enforcement and treatment providers.
To dumb it down with Project Safe Catch, we're a taxi service. That's kind of how I see it. But I want clarity for the community to know that we are a partner in the treatment side as well.
Fakos says anyone who comes to the police station, disposes of drugs in a drop box there, and asks for help will get it without being prosecuted. In some cases, though, that approach may extend to people who are apprehended with drugs.
Even if they're in possession, there would be some amnesty potentially there.
Advocates say Project Safe Catch will work in central Vermont because addiction treatment is readily available. Ann Gilbert is director of Central Vermont New Directions Coalition, one of the area organizations involved in the initiative.
We don't have the long waiting list that they do have in Chittenden County and at some of the other treatment facilities. And so we're working with that and saying, okay, then we will find a place for somebody to get treatment right away.
Other Washington County law enforcement agencies are likely to follow Montpelier's lead, according to Deborah Hopkins of Central Vermont Substance Abuse Services, which is also part of the Project Safe Catch partnership. Hopkins says to be effective, the effort needs to be countywide.
We recognize there are a lot of efforts around the community, but what we really need is the linkages between those. That's why this program is so unique.
Hopkins says Project Safe Catch will offer addiction treatment help at a critical moment when someone who's arrested for a drug crime might be more willing to accept an offer of help.
In that moment of crisis, once they're processed through and they post bail and they walk out the door, that will be when the police officer can say, "Can I get you to some help? Do you want treatment right now?"
There will be a community forum on Project Safe Catch this evening at 6:30 at Montpelier High School. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.